With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration won a legal victory in its use of an 18th century wartime law to deport migrants. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A divided Supreme Court allowed the administration to use the Alien Enemies Act to deport Venezuelan migrants, but said they must get a court hearing before they are taken from the United States. Justices said the Venezuelans must be given reasonable time to go to court, and the conservative majority ruled that legal challenges must take place in Texas instead of a Washington courtroom. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Rumors and uncertainty are adding to the wild ride on Wall Street.
We've also seen that markets are so desperate for good news, and the situation is so sensitive that a misleading report on social media that Trump was considering a 90-day pause instantly caused the stock market to recover somewhat on its daily losses. All of this points to the fact that the uncertainty is only mounting. We're seeing the fear spread into other parts of the economy as businesses and families are figuring out what this means for them, not just in terms of high prices, but in terms of slower growth and possible layoffs. As a result, the drama will only keep building until we get a clear signal from the White House in terms of what they plan to do to address the possible damage.
Correspondent Josh Boak reporting. Days of unrelenting downpours swelled rivers to near record levels across Kentucky on Monday, submerging neighborhoods. Inundated rivers pose the latest threat from persistent storms that have killed at least 23 people since last week as they doused the region with heavy rain and spawned destructive tornadoes. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 349 points, the Nasdaq up 15. This is SRN News. Americans remain a nation divided by faith and geography.
A new poll brings the same old results, namely that Christianity is strongest in the South and Midwest and weakest everywhere else. The Pew survey finds 68% of people in the South say they're believers, as do 64% of those in the Midwest. In the Northeast, only 58% of the populace calls itself Christian, 55% in the far West. The latter two regions also contain the largest percentages of people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man's been arrested for entering a woman's restroom at the Florida State Capitol in Tallahassee. The man, living as a woman, announced, "I'm here to break the law," before entering the restroom and being handcuffed by police. The man, who actually lives in Illinois, has been charged with trespassing after a warning, a misdemeanor punishable by up to 60 days in jail. This is SRN News. A tradition continued this past weekend at the White House.
In keeping with tradition, First Lady Melania Trump invited visitors to the White House grounds over the weekend to view the gardens in early bloom. Guests can get a tour of the Flower Garden, the Rose Garden, the Jackie Kennedy Garden, the Kitchen and Cutting Garden, and the Children's Garden. The White House grounds hold the oldest continually maintained landscape in the U.S. Placed throughout the gardens are photos of First Lady Melania Trump and President Trump, along with photos of previous First Families. The garden tour is separate from the White House tour. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he plans to tell the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention soon to stop recommending fluoridation on communities nationwide. Kennedy also said he's assembling a task force to focus on that issue. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.